Hey world, how you doing out there? This is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks, and you're tuning in to another episode of Nikish Speaks. How you doing out there, guys? How's everybody feeling today? What's going on? I hope everybody is doing well and staying within the guidelines of the quarantine rules, hopefully. Because I want to make sure everybody stays healthy, happy, and not only in your physical body, in your mental, spiritual, emotional. Stay healthy, stay strong, and also use this time wisely to just relax. Upgrade some skills. I hope you're upgrading your skills. Try out some new adventures as far as like becoming new entrepreneurs. This should be the time that a lot of skills should come out of people, because the economy is changing. With all this stuff that's going on right now, we really need to focus on bettering ourselves and to be more prepared, because the same way we're experiencing this pandemic now, this is not the last. We have to be honest with ourselves. This is not the last. And we need to actually prepare ourselves, because you don't know what else is to come in the future. And at least if you have some things set aside, like financially, you know, you could have yourself more set on the goals, first of all, that you want to reach, and secondly, on where and what you want to do. Because there are a lot of things going on right now, and yeah, it's scary. But we want to make sure that we actually focus on getting ourselves better. Because a lot of people I know are going to jobs and they're complaining about them and how they're being, you know, not treated properly, pay-wise or otherwise. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I know someone that was talking about they were going to the job and they literally are telling them that, you know, you can be either here or you can be on the unemployment line. What is your choice? I mean, it's a lot of things about supply and demand right now. A lot of people don't have respect for each other, like in the workplace. And that's something that's very, very real. So you're just looked at as a number. So even though you may be tired, you may be worn out, or you may be stressed, or you may be going through anxiety from this situation that's going on with the pandemic, you need to get up off your ass and you need to start getting some ideas in your head, and you need to start focusing and try to hone up on some skills, better skills than what you have now, because the reality is it will probably bring forth a better future for you. Believe you me, I am in the lab. I am not sitting out on these things at all. And I think it's time that we all do that, because we need to really have ourselves prepared. This is crazy. It's to the point that there's certain stores may be selling non-essential items. You see, when you go to the stores now, you have to wait on complete long lines just to get in. So like I said, we need to have things prepared in our homes and wherever else we have items, you know, stocked away, just to have ourselves prepared for the future. We don't know what's going to be going on. We have the date that they gave towards the end of April. But if everybody is not following the guidelines with quarantine, which I'm seeing that quite often, we're going to have bigger problems. And then that means who knows when this will actually end. And I don't think that a lot of people are believing or thinking about the reality of that, that we need to really have ourselves literally prepared, because this craziness, we do not know how long it will be going on. And you know, just on a positive note, hopefully it will be over soon, but just in case. And then like I said again, for the future, you never know what comes up again in the future. We just need to be ready. That's the best way to be: plan out and prepare and move on. That's the only way that you can do it. be hearing a lot of people talking about having their little bays over for quarantine time and new babies coming in and who may be pregnant already. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but we need to be thinking about dick, either side, I don't care, man or woman, when I'm saying it, dick in a whole new term. Driven, independent, confident, and knowledgeable. We need to be thinking about that seriously, because a lot of us are lacking on a lot of things. And I speak as a black woman. I love my people. I love everybody, actually. I want that to be known. I love everybody. But in some of my areas, we need to grab each other and shake each other up a little bit, and to try to help from one to another instead of having the crab barrel effect. Because a lot of us are not trying to help one to another. There's a lot of looking at each other sideways, and we're all sisters and brothers, but it looks as if, you know, we would just try to love on one another and help one another as best we can, because we're human beings first. But I'm not going to get into that too deeply right now. That'll be the next episode, or either possibly the next season. But black people, we need to love each other. We need to love each other wholeheartedly. And I'm not being funny when I say it, but I love everybody. But it's just some people I see within my community, like, I don't understand the behaviors, the traits, the ways, the anger, the hatred towards each other so much. Like, how is that normal? How is that even possible that you can even fathom being so angry with each other and having so much hatred towards each other? I can't comprehend that. But as I said, I'm not going to keep you guys too long. This will be one of the subjects I will be talking about on either like the next episode or in the next season coming up. Be kind. It is free. I thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Nikish Speaks. I'll be tuning in with you guys soon with a new episode. Take care of yourselves, and please stay inside. If you don't have to go out, please don't go out. Please stay inside. I'm asking you that personally. Thank you so much for please doing that favor for me. And thank you for your support and listening. Take care.